Welcome to the Body Better Blueprint podcast, your ultimate guide to conquering midlife health and fitness challenges with practical solutions that actually work. I'm your host, James Stackhouse, and I'm thrilled to have you join us on this journey to reclaim your vitality and make your midlife your best life. Are you tired of sifting through endless fitness fads and confusing nutrition advice? Well, you're in the right place. This podcast is your one-stop destination for cutting through the noise and embracing a no-nonsense, jargon-free approach to transforming your health. Here at Body Back Blueprint, we're all about straightforward solutions that fit into your busy midlife schedule. Whether you're looking to shed those 7 pounds, revamp your nutrition habits, or ramp up your exercise routine, we've got you covered. Join me and a lineup of expert guests from the health and wellness arena as we debunk fitness myths, break down the complexities of exercise, and demystify the world of nutrition. Together, we'll empower you to actionable steps that yield real results. No more complicated workouts that leave you feeling lost. No more navigating the maze of conflicting dietary advice. It's time to take control of your well-being and embrace a practical, achievable path to success. So grab your headphones and get ready for some fun, engaging conversations that will inspire, motivate, and guide you on your journey to getting your body back. Bye-bye, dad bod. Banish the belly. So you're pushing 50 and you notice your gut's getting a little bit bigger by the day. Probably happened over a number of years, in fact. These college abs are a distant memory and your belly now jiggles when you brush your teeth. Sound familiar? You're not alone, yeah? It affects most of us as we get on through life and it just creeps up on us gradually. We're spending more time at work, corporate lunches, not enough time to exercise, and our metabolism is slowing. Many people gain weight around the midsection at this middle age time. But do not throw in the towel yet. Do not have to say goodbye to burgers and beers to get rid of that dad bod. I will tell you how, with some proven strategies, to banish belly and how to get rid of that fat and get back in shape. Out crazy diets. I've got some insider tips to fire up your metabolism. Simple exercises to strengthen your core and smart swaps so you can still enjoy your favorite foods. Get ready to finally flatten that gut and feel years younger without sacrificing the food you love. This beach body you want is within reach with practical advice I'm about to give you. So what is a dad bod and why do we get it? Dad bod refers to the male body type that's slightly overweight and slightly out of shape. As men get older, take on more responsibilities, marriage, fatherhood, finding time to exercise and eat right becomes challenging. Before you know it, that flat belly has turned into a bit of a paunch and your muscles aren't as toned as they used to be. Metabolism slows down. As men age, metabolism slows down. It makes it harder to burn calories. Even if you're eating the same types of food and the same portion sizes, whereas when you're younger, you'll gain weight more easily. Hormone change. Testosterone levels also start to decrease after the age of 30. And this drop in the male sex hormone causes changes in body composition. Muscle mass decreases, while fat storage, especially around that midsection, increases. Stress and lifestyle factors. The stress of work, relationships, and parenting takes its toll. When you're stressed and tired, you're more likely to make unhealthy food choices, skip workouts, and develop bad habits like drinking too much alcohol. The good news is the dad bod is preventable or even reversible with balanced diet, regular exercise, stress management, and self-care. You can get back that body at any age. Whilst losing weight and turning up will take a bit of effort and commitment, more importantly, imagine how much better you'll feel with more energy, improved health, and boosted confidence. Your family will benefit too from the good habits and the positive example. So let's say bye-bye dad bod, hello, healthy, happy you. First up, dieting is out. Hooray! Here's how to lose weight without feeling deprived. Listen, we get it. Dieting, it sucks, yeah? Restrictions, the cravings, the hanger. Who needs that? Especially not your family. Good news is you can kiss the dieting goodbye and still lose the dad bod. Here are three simple swaps to make without sacrificing taste. First of all, cut the sugary drinks. We're talking soda, soft drinks, fruit juice, sweetened coffee and tea drinks. They're loaded with empty calories and sugar, and they don't even fill you up. Replace them with water, unsweetened beverages, or even moderate portions of milk and 100% juice. You'll slash hundreds of calories each day and lose weight without even trying, even if you swap one or two of them out a day. Next, choose healthier fats. Trade the red meat and the full-fat dairy for lean proteins like fish, chicken, beans, eggs, low-fat dairy. Cook with healthy oil instead. Olive oil is a good one, instead of butter. Have a handful of nuts for a snack instead of chips. Belly will start to shrink and you'll actually feel more satisfied and have increased energy. Finally, fill up on fiber and protein. This does fill you up and will stop you snacking. Aim for 20 to 30 grams of protein, 25 to 30 grams of fiber with each meal. Things like oatmeal and nuts for breakfast, grilled chicken salad for lunch, and a veggie-packed stir-fry over quinoa for dinner. Fiber and protein, they fill you up, they keep you feeling fuller for longer, so you'll eat less overall without realizing it. See, losing weight doesn't have to require starvation or bland diet foods. With a few simple food swaps, you can ditch the dad bod for good and still enjoy delicious meals. The best part, you won't feel deprived. And the pounds will come off steadily and for the long haul. Now that's a diet we can stick with. Next up, full body workouts that melt fat fast. And strength training is the key here. To lose your dad bod for good, strength or resistance training is essential. You don't need to do endless cardio or give up your favorite brews and barbecues. Focus on weightlifting and body weight exercises that work multiple muscle groups at once. These full body workouts boost your metabolism for hours after you finish, so you'll be torching calories even when you're watching the game. And not even burning calories because of the exercise, but also because you're building more muscle. Muscle's an active tissue, and an active tissue requires a lot more energy to subsist, means you're going to be burning calories. And what are some of those calories? Hooray. Try a circuit. So for efficient full body workouts, do a circuit. Choose three or four exercises. For example, squats, push-ups, rows, lunges. Move from exercise to exercise with little or no rest in between them. Start with 2 to 3 circuits, 10 to 15 reps, and build up as you get into better shape. The variety keeps things interesting, and the pace will get your heart pumping as well. Plus, it's done quickly. You don't have to spend hours and hours in the gym. Things like, let's choose kettlebell swings. If you only have time for one exercise, make it a kettlebell swing. Just make sure you do it properly. This power move works your core, glutes, your legs, your shoulders, all at the same time. Start with a lighter weight. Do 2 to 3 sets of 10 to 12 reps. So kettlebell weights, you know, 15 to 25 pounds. So what we got, 10, 15 kilos. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart. Hold the kettlebell in both hands. Bend your knees and hips. And then swing the weight back between your legs. Keep it above the knees, exploding forwards. And now lift and drive, or rather push and drive, with your hips, glutes, back. Try not to pull and lift the shoulders. Have a look at my training videos. They'll give you full technical techniques. Burpees are a killer full body finisher. Don't worry, your whole workout does not need to be burpees. Just at the end of your workout, just add a few of these on. Do a few sets of burpees. You probably know what they're about, yeah? Stand starting, drop into a squat, kick your feet back to a push-up position, hit the floor, bring your feet back in, jump up. It works the entire body in one movement. Aim for 20 burpees, start with 10, see how you go, and you can work your way up from there. 2 or 3 times a week, add it to the end of your workout. Quick, simple to do, take a few minutes, and it'll really make a difference. Next up, beat the bloat. Foods and lifestyle tips to decrease abdominal fat. Cut the carbs. Okay, probably not a surprising one. Belly is often the first place excess carbs end up. Reduce starchy high-carb foods like white bread, pasta. Instead, fill up on non-starchy veggies. lean proteins and healthy fats. Hydrate and deep bloat. Drink plenty of water to flush out excess sodium, salt, and fluid buildup, fluid retention. Also, try and limit alcohol and caffeine, which can dehydrate you and promote, strangely enough, water retention. Herbal teas, things like dandelion, peppermint in them will help reduce bloating. Just don't add a lot of sugar. Slow down and relax. Chronic stress causes your body to pump out cortisol. This is the belly fat hormone. Engage in self-care practices like yoga, meditation, to lower those stress levels. Getting enough sleep is also key. Much easier if you're less stressed. So one follows on to the other one. Most adults, they need 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night to function at their best. 7 should be your minimum. Count how many you're getting at the minute on a regular basis. You've got to get that 7 hours. Add probiotics. Good bacteria in your gut plays really important role with fat storage and weight gain. So take a daily probiotic supplement, or keep it simple, eat yogurt with live active cultures. This will improve your gut health, optimize your burning. Move more. This is an obvious one, but do we move enough? In addition to diet, exercise is vital for losing belly fat, not just the strength resistance training we talked about. And for at least 30 minutes of moderate activity most days, a mix of cardio and your strength training is ideal. Try your core exercise as well to help strengthen your midsection. So things like planks and static holds. The more muscle you build, the more calories you will burn. Make some simple swaps in your daily routine. These will have a big impact on losing some belly fat over time. So think about your step count. How many steps are you doing a day? 10,000 is the gold standard, yeah? Why 10,000? It's quite hard and it's a decent amount. But it is reasonable once you can start getting into it. But start with less, 7,000, 5,000. Have a look, yeah? It's probably 2 20-minute walks a day. This is easy. You do a walk in the morning, an extra walk around the block to get your coffee. Walk at lunchtime, get off the bus, train, be on your commute home, or cycle to and from work. Simple ways to get more steps or more cardio distance. So trial these, and before you know it, you'll be saying farewell to your dad bod form. Now, before we finish, I've got a few frequently asked questions, which my clients have asked me in the past, and they're really key to answering your dad bod weight loss queries. First up, do you really have to give up beer to lose the belly? No, absolutely not. You can still enjoy the occasional brewski without undoing your hard work. The key is moderation. Limit yourself to 1 to 2 drinks 2 to 3 times a week. Plus, you cannot add these up. So you cannot compound and say, oh, I'm not going to drink during the week and at the weekend have a blowout, because probably worse. Binge drinking has a real big impact on not just that belly, but also your decisions later. If you're a little bit tipsy, you may make poor nutritional choices. Plus, it stresses your body out, your organs, and it's not ideal. So also choosy. Choose lighter beers if you can. Ditch the sugary mixers. Go easy on those, you know, calorie-loaded cocktails, and you'll be fine. Do I have to do cardio 7 days a week? Now, cardio exercise is important for weight loss, but it's more important for heart health. Overdoing it can lead to burnout, injury, and stall progress. To be honest, most people are probably never getting anywhere near doing too much cardio. If you are, you're probably in a good position, and cutting back's probably not a problem. Aim for 3 to 4 days consistently of moderate cardio, 30, 45 minutes. A jog using the elliptical machine, riding your bike, or just walking on an incline. It doesn't have to even be in the gym. Walking outside is even nicer. It's pleasant. You get the nice sun on your skin. Vitamin D, beautiful. And also on non-cardio days, focus on your strength or your high-intensity interval training. Mix up your routine. This will keep you motivated and push your body to adapt. How much weight can I realistically lose in a month? Most experts recommend aiming for 1 to 2 pounds weight loss per week. At that rate, you can expect to lose 4 to 8 pounds per month. Losing at a slower, steadier pace is the healthiest approach and is the most sustainable. Dropping weight too quickly often causes you to lose muscle, which you do not want to do because it will affect your metabolism. And you're also prone to gaining it back as well. So make small changes to your diet and exercise routine, track your progress, and make adjustments as needed to achieve your goal in a safe, realistic time frame. Do diet pills really work? I'm afraid these fads or these miracle exercise tactics or programs, there's no real shortcut to weight loss. Yeah, diet pill supplements and these other miracle cures, they're not regulated, so you know, probably not the best to be putting something in your body that you don't know anything about. And often, more worryingly, they're not really proven for their effectiveness. And some can actually be dangerous. So the only proven way to lose weight is through a balanced diet and appropriate portion sizes and regular exercise. So just keep it simple. Focus on lean proteins, lots of vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats. Cut down on the excess sugar, the refined carbs, and the unhealthy processed foods. Develop an exercise plan that you can really stick to long term. So don't go crazy as you start out. It's got to be realistic. You've got to actually do it long term. And make sure you're keeping to that sort of safe weight loss of 1 to 2 pounds per week. And it's achievable through these lifestyle changes. Skip the pills and actually believe in yourself and commit to it. So in summary, be patient with yourself. Keep your eyes on the prize, yeah? Can be hard at times, but it's well worth it. I mean, what's more important in life than your health? Not a lot, yeah? You got this. It takes time and control to say bye-bye to the dad bod for good. Don't need those extreme diets or crazy workout plans. Small changes to your eating and a little more movement each day can transform your health and how you feel. Listen to your body. Be patient with yourself and keep your eyes on the prize. A strong, fit you and the path to a leaner physique right in front of you. Take the first step. Start shedding the dad bod today. You've totally got the power to make it happen. Whenever you're ready, here are 3 ways I can help you improve your health, build your fitness, and improve your well-being. First up, grab my free Fitness Fusion Journal. It's the ultimate fitness journal, and it's your pathway to health and wellness. See the link in the description below. Try my free 7 Habits of Highly Healthy People online course. It's a 7-day online total health and well-being training course, and it's free. Check the link in the description below. Download 10 Tips to Melt Fat, my free ebook. You'll be able to learn how to burn fat, lose weight, improve your health, and feel more energetic for the long term. And that's it for today's episode of the Body Back Blueprint Midlife Health Mastery Podcast. I'm James Stackhouse. Thanks again for your attendance today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to subscribe so you get updates on the latest episodes and click on the links in the description to get the freebies and make your midlife your best life.